Blog Talk Radio.
Fight fans, welcome to Conflict Radio, man. Conflict 36 is going down April 2nd. The people, the way no food wants to miss this epic event, man. The March Madness continuing over in April as they invade Hardeeville, South Carolina for another night of action under those infamous Conflict Fight Night lights, man. I'm telling you, it's going down. The music vault, you guys know what it is. We've got two epic title fights that we've been discussing, and this is the second in that series. The first one last week with champ Robbie Collum against his fight against Anthony Mitchell coming up on that very same card. And today we will be talking to Kobe Wall, the other champ who we'll be defending. I don't know why I'm stuttering. My bad, man. It's going to be an epic show, man. All my stuff just popped up here. Go ahead and bring on my co-host, a great fighter in his own right, the Dark Knight, coming out of the Bat Cave, man, to feel some of this power. Joseph, what's up, man?
What's going on, brother?
Ain't nothing much, man. Just sitting here getting this fight card action rolling, man. Part two in the series, man. I'm sorry we missed you last week talking to Robbie Collum, but it is great to have you here as we get down with the great Wall, Mr. Kobe.
With a great Wall, I wouldn't miss it for the world.
You know, it's something pretty interesting, man. As you've actually here lately, have gotten a little more time on the Conflict mic, man. Can you tell me a little bit about what that experience has been like for you?
Well, the goal was to take your job. No, I actually got blessed. The guys at Conflict, they asked me to, you know, be a color commentator announcer for, I forget which Conflict card. And I was like, yeah, I'll do it. I'm always trying to find a way to expand my resume. And, you know, opportunity presented itself. And I guess I did a pretty good job because they keep asking me back. And as long as they keep asking me, I'll keep showing up and keep trying to fill those big shoes that you left when it comes to color commentary.
I'm here to tell you, man, I the first time I listened to it, I was like so excited because there were so many potential people, or we could call them victims even, for that spot. And to see you step in there and handle it, and like the way you're talking about it now, you answered it just like if I was asking you about a fight coming up, you know. I'm going there, give it my all, and I'm going to keep coming back as long as they have me, and I'm going to do the thing and take the chance, you know. I like it, man. So,
yeah.
You know, it's great
yeah.
to have you here on the show, man. I'm looking forward to a lot of that here in the future. We got some
once
shows,
again,
man. We got these two title fights. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Once again, just another opportunity to try to expand my resume. You invited me on the show as a co-host. I was like, yeah, I'll be there, bro. I mean, you know, I'm always really busy. As a matter of fact, I'm driving to the gym right now because I got classes teaching about an hour and a half. But, I was like, yeah, I wouldn't miss this for the world. I missed it last week because when you scheduled me to be on the show, people started filing into the gym and I had to start doing my job. So I ended up missing it. And
yeah,
I
those
apologize for that.
Oh, shoot. Listen, those things happen, man, and we are definitely glad to have you here in multitask mode. And I really feel like you talked about filling some shoes. You know, Kobe in our last season was the co-host, so I look forward to what you bring to the table, man. We got these two title fights. We got Robbie Collum and Anthony Mitchell. We're going to talk about that on the next show. Right today, we're going to get down with Kobe here in about 2 or 3 minutes. But real quick, before we bring him on, discuss with you, Kobe Wall, Eddie Miller. It's a fight that we heard about before, and now it is back. Eddie is in the challenge position here, coming off of a win, going into this fight against Kobe, who's defending his belt for, like, I don't know, 17th time, something like
that. Right?
So this is a very exciting match between two very well-respected guys and really two guys that are they're good friends of really the whole fight scene and each other, funny enough. It's always interesting when that happens.
Right.
Your thoughts, man.
Right. Well, you know, I know both of the guys very well. I respect them both. I like them both. I consider both of those guys my friends, Kobe Wall and Eddie Miller. You are correct. Eddie Miller, he came off of he's coming off of a win. He actually beat one of our guys from Bad Apple, and it was a tough three-round fight. What I do know about Eddie Miller is his brown belt in jiu-jitsu, very strong ground game. He has pretty good striking, boxing, kickboxing-style striking. And Kobe, of course, he's a very strong jiu-jitsu practitioner as well, so I believe he's a purple belt, and he's finished a lot of his fights with some very slick jiu-jitsu. And he's a striker as well, Muay Thai. So it's going to be a really good fight. I think what will take place is whoever has the best cardio. Both those boys are strong. Have you ever seen them off season, like when they're not fighting? Both of them boys are big. Of course, Kobe is taller than his stature. Yeah. And I think cardio is definitely going to play the key and very clean striking. And if it gets to the ground, obviously, even though one guy's a brown belt, one guy's a purple belt, I'll say it's anybody's game when it gets to the ground. Because belt colors don't mean nothing when you're getting punched in the face. So whoever has the slickest technique is definitely going to be the one.
That is absolutely true, man. I feel that. And both guys got impressive submissions on their resume. Both guys have, gone the distance, although it's been a pretty long time, I think, for Kobe, maybe 2011 or so, since he's gone to the decision. But we've seen it. We've seen a lot of interesting submissions from Kobe here lately.
Lamar
Brown, Bart Weeks, that Tyler Sly one with the triangle choke I thought was pretty slick. But anyway, enough about that. We're going to let him talk. Everybody out there, man, this is the longtime champ, Kobe the Great Wall, and such a beautiful nickname. Couldn't get any better. Kobe, what's up, my brother?
What's up, guys?
Hey, what's going on, Kobe?
Y'all doing all right today?
What's good with it, man? Are you in the middle of working like usual?
No, man, I'm off today, but I got to run to Savannah for some work stuff, so I'm on the road a little bit. Got me a good session in this morning, trained from 10:30 to 1, finished some things up there at the gym. Got a little adjustment from my new sponsor, Coastal Chiropractic in Jacksonville Beach. One of my new sponsors is going to help take care of me. Ready to get back to the grind tomorrow, man. But everything's good. I feel great. One of the best camps I've had so far. My knees come back healed up pretty good. Like I said, I've got a chiropractor and some physical therapists that are sponsoring me, working with me. So it's going to be a whole new machine come April 2nd, guys.
Good.
That's awesome, man. What's scary to me, I guess, on that note is that if what we've been seeing lately wasn't the new hotness machine, then, I'm expecting some serious fireworks on April 2nd from the champ. And, I think one of the things that's significant about you is that you constantly are let me see how I can say this. There are a lot of champs out there. They fight good quality guys across the board. Conflicts matchmaking is very, very legit. So I'm not going to sit here and say that, like, people get easy fights anywhere. But you in particular seem to draw in these guys that, like, come in out of, like, just fireball status. They really are, respected across the board. And, I've been in MMA media a long time. And you fight a lot of guys where people are always really torn about who's going to win the fight or this and that.
Yeah.
And although as a media person, I keeps in the middle. I have to ask you, though, how does it feel how does it feel to be in that position a lot? It's very unique in this area. Not too many fighters are in that position to constantly have that sort of threat level. And then, two, as a sub-question, how does it feel to emerge victorious each time in the end?
I'll be honest with you, it's been a tough road, man. It's been a challenge. It's been a grind. I'm a rare case where, I've got a career that I love. I work for AT&T. I'm a manager, store manager for AT&T. I work 50 and 60 hours a week, and I still manage to get my gym time in. So I'm kind of the rare breed that this isn't all I do. But I've been blessed. I've had a lot of huge people support me. I've been able to go to gyms and go to places that a lot of folks don't get to go to. Now that I'm thinking about that, I'm probably going to make a trip to Canada to try Star with Farasa Hobby, GSP, all those guys up there soon. I'm just blessed, man. I've got a great support system. I've got some really, really good friends that are backing me. You know, I've been lucky, but I've also been blessed, you know, and I don't know what it is that I draw in some big name guys that can bang, but, you know, I wanted the title. Lamar Brown had the title. I knew I had to do what I had to do to beat him. So I went out and got it done. And then ever since then, man, it's just, I've had a target on my back, and every guy that's come to take my belt, have failed. And, you know, after I fought Mark, it was the same thing, man. I was done with amateur. I need to move on. I need to make the next step. And I was prepared to do that. But I got a call, and there was another guy that wanted a shot. And I'll be honest, man, I was going to tell Eddie no, but I respect the guy. I know me and him had a little beef before, but I've got a lot of respect for him. And the reason I said yes to this fight is because he should have already had his shot. He right. wanted his shot at the belt. He wanted his shot at me. And he got injured or something happened, and then Bart Weeks filled in for him. So, in my opinion, he should have already had his shot. So I didn't decline the fight. I accepted. So he's going to get his shot like he rightfully should have had. And then after this, I don't give a shit who calls. They can make the step. They can make the step to pro, and they can fight me there. But Eddie, I think Eddie deserves his shot. He should have had it, so he's going to get it.
That's good. Awesome, man. I could respect that, man. I'm gonna let Joseph jump in here, man. But I think that's pretty awesome. And I'm guessing before I let the Dark Knight jump in here, I'm guessing what you're saying is that this is definitely going to be your last AMI fight, no matter what.
No matter what, man. This is it. I'm making moves. I've got plans. I've got a management team that's working with me. I've got some really good friends that's in some really high places. We're gonna make a run here. And if the run ends before I make it to the UFC, it's just, you know, that's just how it's gonna have to play out. Like I said, I've got a good career that pays my bills that I enjoy doing. So if fighting don't take me to the top, it's fine. I have a career that I'm very successful in, and I'll be happy there. And like I said, I've had a good run, man. I've done well. So I'm happy.
As you should be, brother. Joseph, what you got, my friend?
Well, like I said, I know Kobe pretty well. So there's not necessarily a ton of questions I want to ask, but the one thing I like about Kobe is that what I've seen in my time in conflict MMA, watching Kobe Wall, being around Kobe Wall, and I believe it the same way myself, there's no free chicken dinners. You know, every that Kobe has fought has been legitimate. And every time that Kobe has fought someone since I've been around, we've seen something different from him. I think I've probably been to four of your fights. I mean, they're all finishes, especially I think the toughest competition that you had, you know, just me being a spectator at that time, would be Bart Weeks. And Bart Weeks, it was a hell of a fight. And in the fifth round, like the last minute of the fight, you pulled off that arm bar. And I was like, that's a champion. Right then and there, I was like, that is a champion. And I told you before, that was when everyone that fights in my gym was like, yo, respect to Kobe. Respect to Kobe. So one of the questions I want to ask you is, what do you see yourself doing in this fight? And I want to ask you, what is like the stress that you feel? How important is this fight, being at your last and being against Eddie Miller, and you've been scheduled fighting before and things happen and it hasn't happened, but now's the time. So how do you feel mentally going in this fight with Eddie Miller, and what should we expect to see out of you in that cage come fight night?
Yeah, it's, I've said this so many times. It's just another fight for me. It's just another fight. This isn't the first. It's not the last.
Right.
Mentally right now, I'm very strong. I've got a great support system. I've got a lot of people helping me. Signed some new sponsorships here in the last few days that have really, really mentally motivated me, physically motivated me. But I'll be honest, man, I watched the Conor McGregor and Miesha Tate, Holly Holm fight, And everybody expected McGregor to win. Everybody expected Holly Holm to win. And when I saw those two people get beat, it's like I saw myself get beat. You know, I'm at the top with Conflict, arguably,
right,
and not my words, but arguably one of the best champions that's ever come through.
My word.
I've been told that. I'm not saying that, but arguably one of the best there is. And I just saw two guys, or a guy and a girl that's supposed to be the very best get beat. And I saw me get beat on television. And I got back to the grind, and I'm pushing hard. I got a national champion wrestler that working with me every single day, Josh Pelletier from up in Maine. I got an awesome striking coach that helps me with Muay Thai. Seth is he's a killer, man. He's awesome pro fighter in his own right. I think he's like 8-1, 9-1. He's an animal. Mike Pope, he's a brown belt. I'm pretty sure he's under Lord Irvin. I'm not 100% sure. Killer brown belt, should have been a black belt a while back, but he's helped me with my jiu-jitsu every day. I've got legit guys training me. 100% of their focus and time is on me right now. My head coach, Billy, that runs the gym, he's behind me every single day. Man, I've got the best in the business down here, you know, busting my ass every day. And it don't get no better than that. You know, I've had a lot of success, you know, half-assing it. And I know I've been half-assing it, and a lot of people know I've been half-assing it. You know, training in my garage and, you know, training at the GSU MMA that I used to run with, you know, a few amateur guys that were decent and good, and then getting some time with Masin, you know, once a week or every 2 or 3 weeks, you know. In my opinion, that's half-assing it. And I'll be honest, man, I got to give a lot of credit to Masin Corbray, because he got me to places that I'd never be able to get to go. And I'll respect him and show that honor till the day I die. But I've got guys with me every single day now. You know, I'm not half-assing. I'm 100%. I've got national champions. I've got, you know, title holders and pro Muay Thai and MMA guys every single day, all focused on me. So this is a new animal that's coming out, you know. And, I know what I've got to do to beat Eddie. And I think he knows the same thing I know. He's phenomenal on the ground. He's a brown belt. I'm slick off my back. Man, I'm here to stuff takedowns and bang, man. It's right. Plain and simple. If you stand in front of me, you're going to go to sleep. We've seen that plenty of times. Bart Weeks is the only guy I could not knock down. I hurt him a few times, but I just could not knock him down. I had to finish him on the ground. But I'm here to stuff takedowns and brawl, man. This is going to be a fucking fight. I'm here to fight. Right. I'm here to make a statement. This is the last guy that I'm going to put the cap on to let everybody know, don't call my name. If you call my name, it's going to be Bad News Bears. Every guy that's called me out has gotten the business, and then this is it, man. This is not shit talk. I'm here to fight. I'm here to win. King's got to get off the throne and prove why he's the damn king.
That's right. That's right.
I couldn't have said it better myself, man. And, you know, speaking of, you know, all the success, on a bit of a lighter, more interesting note, today when I made the title of the show, I got to type in this nickname, and I think it's interesting that you went like 13-14 fights in a row as just Kobe Wall, and now we have Kobe the Great Wall, which I think is an amazing, just amazing result. How do you feel about that? You get to kind of see it today for the first time, like out there like that. How was that, man?
I try not to laugh too much, but it's good, man. I never had a nickname. I've had a few people put a few out there, and I was like, you know, that's not me. You know, I'm Kobe Wall. That's it, and that's what I always fought for. And there have been so many times that the ring announcer, oh man, his name just left me.
Ken French.
So many times Ken was like, Kobe, we're going to have a nickname this fight? No, sir, not this time. So he's kind of stopped asking, so we got to make sure we let him know that we have a nickname now. But, you know, we were just talking online, and Joseph said, it's Kobe the Great Wall. And it clicked that as many times as I fought and as many guys as I've beat, you know, maybe that fits right now. And then my last name being Wall, it's like a metaphorical, I am a wall and you've got to get over me and I'm the Great Wall. And getting over the Great Wall, like the Great Wall of China, is not an easy task. And it kind of fits, and I like it.
That
I'm cool with
today,
it,
man.
I'm good.
It's still standing. You can see it from space, I believe. That's how strong that wall is.
In space. So. I take that honor that I gave him that name. And it was just on a whim. We were just writing comments back and forth to each other on Facebook. I said, Kobe, a great wall.
That's not happening. Well, that's not happening.
Welcome, Kobe.
Yeah, I appreciate it, man. I love it.
That's greatness. You know, that's greatness like, in action.
With names. Names are, you know, your fight name. It's given to you. You can't choose it.
That's right.
So.
Yeah, well, good thing you had good heads on, you know, working for you, man, because some people, you know, it always seems like the people that do pick their own nicknames always have the worst ones.
Mm-hmm. I've seen some pretty bad ones, dude.
Hey, Kobe, I got another question for you, man. I thought I was thinking about this on the way back up the, I guess, giant volcano mountain that I live on this morning, thinking about the show, man. You are in a unique position as a fighter in that you've commentated fights. You and I have done a ton of them, 10, 12 of them. We've done radio shows together. We've interviewed guys together. We've post-fight interviewed people together. You've had kind of a front row seat to a lot of these champs, including guys that you've faced before. Although you haven't commented too many of their fights, do you feel that, say, your exposure to somebody like Eddie gives you any sort of advantage, or do you draw anything from that, or is it still the classic, like, it, you know, it's a fight, I'm going in to do me, and that shit don't matter?
I'll say a little of both. I'll be honest with you. I've seen Eddie fight numerous times, and I'll call it a journey. Mine and Eddie's journey started in Macon. I fought a kid named Kyle Young, knocked him out in the third round. Ernest Robinson. That's right. He fought Ernest Robinson, and them mother truckers, those jokers fought hard. And Eddie kind of fell off the hill. I guess his cardio wasn't where he wanted it to be, and he was in the back, and I could just see him wilting. And I use the word wilting non-disrespectfully. But if he were to be honest, he was in a bind there for a bit. I know he felt bad. He was tired. He was just drained. And I've seen some bad stuff happen in MMA. I was front row seat for an incident I'm not going to talk about, but it's not good. And I saw some things, and I said, hey, man, you okay? He said, I don't know, man, I don't know. But I could just see in his eyes, he started getting yellow in his eyes. It's known as jaundice. Is the scientific term, but I had to get help for the guy. And I called a paramedic, and I said, hey, man, y'all got to stop this junk. Y'all got to get back here and help this kid. And they went back there. They put some fluids in him. They got him pumped back up. And about an hour later, he came to me, and he says, hey, man, thank you. I appreciate what you did, man. I was just tired, and I was exhausted, man. That helped me. Thank you. And from that moment on, it really meant a lot to me that the guy would come back and say thank you when I really didn't really do anything. I just said, hey, I need to help this kid. And we've been through some ups and downs. I've seen him fight. We've been on the end of little smack talk back and forth. We were supposed to fight before. I saw him in Lindsay's fight. I saw him in Caven's fight. I saw his most recent fight against Jonathan Williams.
Jonathan Williams.
So I've seen a bunch of his fights. I know what he's great at. I know what he lacks. So I would say that's a little advantage, but. I'm coming to fight. I have a game plan. I have a goal, and I'm going to accomplish my goal. And I've said it many a time before, and it's, you know, if we get on a treadmill together, two things are going to happen. You know, you're getting off or I'm going to die. And that's what this fight's about. This is the last one. This is the cap. And that's it, man. I'm coming to do my job, and it's going to get done, period.
There it is, man. Joseph, you got anything for the Great Wall before we go?
Yeah, you know, you're coming out there to do your thing. You said it's going to be a war. You're going to go out there and get it done, and you've got a game plan. What holes do you see in Eddie Miller's game that you think you can exploit or that you are going to exploit?
Eddie's a very, very technically sound guy on the ground. He's a brown belt. He got his brown belt legitimately. That was not given him. I know that. I've seen him in action on the ground. He has he's got some slick, strong transitions. He pulls off some submissions that that there are really no recovering from. That is his big strengths. His weaknesses, he's got okay stand up, but there are definitely some holes there that I'm going to exploit. I think that he's so strong on his ground game. I think he relies on that a little more, which is okay. He's a brown belt. If I was a brown belt, I'd probably rely on my ground game a lot more. But I'm not as good as him on the ground. He'll tell you that, and I'll tell you that. He's better than me on the ground, plain and simple. But he will not beat me standing up. No way, no how. I don't care who you're talking to. He will not beat me standing. You know, Mark Trader, not trashing Mark, but a lot of people said Mark was the guy to beat me standing. Not happening. I'm the guy you don't want to stand in front of, unless you're Bart Weeks. And I about knocked him out, but I just damn couldn't get it done. But you're not going to stand in front of me. And that's the exploitation that's going to happen. I'm going to stuff his takedowns. I'm gonna brawl, and we're gonna put some hands down the pipe. Those are the weaknesses that I see. I've seen him for multiple fights. I saw him in Jonathan's fight. I've had an up close look at all of his fights, and I've seen the same thing. And that's all there is to it. Like I said, he's better than me on the ground. Me and him both know that, and we know what he's gonna do. He's gonna come in. He's gonna take me down. He's better than me on the ground. If I was better than him on the ground, I'd be taking him down, but that's not the way it is. He's better than me on the ground. He's going to come in and he's going to take me down, and that's where it's going to get really interesting. But if he stands in front of me, it's a whole different fight.
Right.
So.
I like the sincerity and the straightforward and honesty, man. And there's a lot of people listening in today, man. And I know you guys better be in-house, man. Not only, as you heard from the champ himself, that this is going to be a spectacular fight, but it will also be his final fight at the amateur level. So this is your last chance to see Kobe. For all you Wall fans out there, man, it's been a part of this ride. This is your last chance to on this type of level, man, so make sure that you are there. Kobe, brother, as far as you, I appreciate it, man. You know, it's always great to have you on the show. We had great couple seasons together here, man. I'm looking forward to this fight a lot and much more in the future from you, man, as always.
I appreciate it, man. Real quick, just let me throw some stuff out there. It won't take me about 10 seconds.
Ludus
MMA in Jacksonville Beach, Florida. Thank you guys so much. I don't know if they're listening in. I got to rep those guys. As always, Masin Corbray and Champions Training Center, they're my backbone. They have been, you know, for the entirety of my existence down here in Statesboro. I appreciate those guys and everything they do. Some sponsors, Coastal Chiropractic, I got those guys today. Jacksonville Beach, Florida, Ready Fresh Foods, thank you guys so much. Midtown Bar, 40 East Grill, Down to Earth Landscaping, I know you're listening, Russ. I love you, brother. If it wasn't for you, man, I don't even know where I'd be. Al Chapman, same thing for you. Nat Planning, those guys are my backbone, man. Tom's Pond City, Insured Crops Enterprises with Amy Roney, Statesboro Tire and Brake, Ashley Roxanne, love you guys. Woody Shirts and Scrubs, Southeast Tan and Rehydrate, Poor Larry's and Savannah GA, Tires for Hire, Neighborhood App House, Troy Edenfield with Gatta Recovery, DNR Tire. Thank all you guys, man. I wouldn't be where I am if it weren't for all y'all. Thank y'all so much.
Absolutely. There it is, man. You know, I love that. You know, my favorite thing about this aspect of MMA, the regional scene, is just all that support level up. You really get to see it up close and those gears turning on a real ground level kind of way. And so a lot of love out to all those guys, man. And we look forward to seeing you on the second, Kobe.
Roger that, brother. See y'all. Thanks so much, Joseph. Appreciate it, Eric.
All right. You have a good day.
See y'all, man.
Keep training.
All right. Well, man, what a show, man. And, you know, two things I'm coming off of this real quick before we go, Joseph, to me, man. One, Kobe seems very determined and very serious about this fight. And two, I know that Eddie is going to definitely listen to this fight, and we get to talk to him on air next week about it. So we get to have kind of a rebuttal, man. I think that's going to be pretty awesome.
Yeah, I'm really excited. I'm excited to hear Eddie's take on the match coming up on the 2nd. And I'm actually very excited to be there on the 2nd to watch it go down because one of my guys from our camp, he's competing on that day as well. So it's going to be really good.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Ortiz and Collins, man, just part of a great card. We're going to get into that in more depth. I appreciate you joining us, man, and we will see you, Joe, next week, man. I'm going to let you get on to that class, brother.
All right. Hey, you take it easy. Thank you. And have a good evening, guys.
Absolutely, man. That's my co-host, Joseph the Dark Knight Creek. You can always catch him doing his thing on Conflict Cards as well. A great guy. Former champion himself before he jumped over to the pro side. Guys, April 2nd, man, Conflict 36, going down at the Music Vault in Hardeeville. Make sure to be there. Grab them tickets while they are remaining. You heard it here today. Kobe Wall versus Eddie Miller are going to be an epic fight, along with another title fight, Robbie Colum versus Anthony T.J. Mitchell. Two of these title fights we're covering as part of a four-part series here on Conflict Radio. Nothing but love, man. You can go to ConflictMMA.com. Visit us on Facebook, Conflict on Facebook, man. All that is right there in the link when you go to listen to the show. Underneath, you can click right on it, take you to it, man. Check out the fight card, which is also on there in the link, man. On behalf of me, my co-host Joseph Creer, and everybody out there, we'll catch up with you next week with Eddie Miller, number one contender for lightweight throne. I'm going to leave you with a little bit of these exit jams.